I had this mentality that I had to be very thin, but no matter how thin I was, it wasn't thin enough. Yeah, so I did struggle with that for a couple of years of my life, but it was actually through my friendships and connections that really brought me through that. And yeah, obviously learning about nutrition and how important nutrition is for things like our hormones and for our mental health, for every aspect of our life. So I think it was through learning about balancing my diet and how you can be healthy and look good through adequate nutrition. And yeah.
What if you, with purpose and mindfulness, decided to surround yourself with positivity? What if you walked away from negative energy? What if you were constantly the positive energy in every room you walked into until it became so contagious that you positively impacted everyone around you? How would that impact your life? You're listening to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia, the podcast that will inspire you to use your story to change the world. Thanks for tuning in to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia. This is your host, Tanya Manuma. I'm so grateful to have you here with me today to learn and grow. This month on the Compassionate Mindfulness podcast, I want to dive into nutrition. I recently committed to an integrative health center and regularly see a naturopathic and holistic health practitioner who is able to create individualized health plans using a functional and integrated health approach for me. She also allows me to have access to a combination of nutrition, supplements, herbal medicine, acupuncture, homeopathy, and lifestyle counseling. Now, despite having this amazing resource and accountability partner, I, like so many of us, have my moments of less than ideal choices when it comes to what I put in my mouth. Of course, it becomes harder and harder to choose the wrong thing the more you learn and are surrounded by people who are able to educate you and guide you towards the right choices. So this month, I want to start off with someone who can do just that for us, Evelyn Kennedy. Evelyn is a well-being and nutrition specialist with 10 years experience. Originally from Ireland, but living in Perth, Australia for the last 8 years, she studied health promotion, has a master's of science in human nutrition, and a degree in psychology. Most recently, she started her business in fertility nutrition after doing further education in this area. Her mission is to help couples achieve their dreams of starting a family by optimizing their nutritional health and well-being, including their mindset. She is dedicated to empowering her clients with the knowledge and tools they need to make informed decisions and achieve their goals. And I have to say that after speaking with Evelyn, you quickly realize that what she has to offer doesn't just apply to couples wanting to start a family. The nuggets she shares apply to all of us. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Evelyn. So Evelyn, welcome to the podcast. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course. First of all, I love your accent.
Oh,
I'd love for you to tell us all how you got to where you are right now. How did it all begin for you, this journey you're currently on? How did you get into your current life's work? Where you're from too, where that beautiful accent is from, everything.
Yes. So I'm obviously Irish, but I actually don't live in Ireland at the moment. I live in Australia in Perth. I like the warmer weather. So, and I've been living here for about 8 years. But where my nutrition passion came from was I've always been passionate about cooking and nutrition. But when I was younger, I actually had pretty poor nutrition issues, I would say, like when I was a teen. And it was actually through learning more about nutrition And that it helped me through all of that phase. So I did an undergrad in health promotion, and then I went on and did a master's in human nutrition. And then when I finished college, there was a massive recession in Ireland. So unfortunately, it was really, really hard to get work at that time. And then I was really lucky. I actually applied for a random anonymous job, and it turned out to be the Apple European headquarters are in Ireland. And so I started there as the nutrition lead and well-being specialist. So that was a really, really great start to my career, because obviously they do like world class, like they actually had a purpose-built well-being center. And then I stayed in that job for a year, but a lot of my friends were actually moving to Australia. So I decided, you know, if I didn't do it then, I was never going to do it. So I decided to give up that job, and I came over to Australia. And working over here was quite hard in the first instance, because you only get a work and holiday visa, so you don't really get like normal rights to work, I suppose. So I had to build myself up over the last 8 years. And now I currently, so I've worked a lot in occupational well-being. So I worked in occupational well-being for nearly 10 years. So that's where I write the well-being strategies for large organizations. So a lot around that mindset stuff. I work across the pillars of well-being. So mental, physical, financial, and social well-being. And, you know, try and provide resources to staff. So the organization I work with at the moment, I'm across 8,000 staff nationwide across Australia. So it's exciting. But I've always had that passion for the nutrition side of things, because I really feel like you can heal so many things with nutrition. And I've gone on and done extended study in psychology, because I feel psychology is very closely related to nutrition. I've done extra study in fertility nutrition, because that is definitely an emerging area where my passion completely lies. And I have also studied sports nutrition as well. So I think all of that has brought a really holistic approach to my nutrition and well-being approach.
Absolutely. You mentioned when you were an adolescent that you had poor eating habits. Or was it a disorder, or was it just what was around the house, or what was it that led you to be like, this is not quite...
It was very disordered eating, if I'm being honest. I had this mentality that I had to be very thin, but, you know, no matter how thin I was, it wasn't thin enough. Yeah, so I did struggle with that for a couple of years of my life, but it was actually through my friendships and connections that really brought me through that. And yeah, obviously learning about nutrition and like how important nutrition is for things like our hormones and for our mental health, for every aspect of our life. So I think it was true, you know, learning about balancing my diet and how, you know, you can be healthy and look good through adequate nutrition. And yeah.
That's amazing, because I just want to emphasize that, because the mindset that you transformed into is amazing, from someone who, you know, had poor self, you know what I mean? Like you didn't see yourself as somebody who fit the mold. So you were striving for that thinness, and your mindset completely changed. And I think it's possible for anyone who wants to be healthy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it is knowledge. For me, knowledge is power, I think. Absolutely. I suppose when I was younger, I didn't really know what damage I was doing to myself. And you know, I think with your value system, you have to outweigh certain things, like the image that you think is going to bring you happiness, or like actually being healthy and benefiting things like I said, like your mental health and like being physically healthy.
Yeah.
Because you obviously can't achieve that with no nutrition.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And you also mentioned sports nutrition. And yes. Fertility. So I'm really interested in both those. I used to play basketball and I have children. So can you dive
in? I play basketball.
You play basketball as well?
Basketball. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. I love basketball. I've played basketball for about 20 years, but more so like that amateur basketball now, just as a social networking thing. I play like with an Irish team over here.
That's but, amazing.
and I think sport nutrition I probably got into because I do like a lot of strength-based type training. And like, so when I find something I don't know enough about, I really, it sparks like curiosity in me. So like one of my real, I suppose, mindset areas is that I love learning. Like I just love learning about everything within the well-being nutrition area. So
yeah,
every year I pick one course to do. So last year it was sports nutrition. This year I did fertility nutrition, and I previously had studied that before as well. But yeah, so the sports nutrition was to go alongside with my training. But I think I am probably more of a holistic approach because sports nutrition is very performance driven. So they don't look at things like it's for the performance rather than like that more holistic health.
Yeah.
That's where my fertility nutrition comes in, where we look at, you know, the foods that you're eating specifically affect like your hormones. And with fertility nutrition, it's not really about restricting food. It's actually looking at your diet as a whole and looking at areas that you might be deficient or you might not have optimal nutrition, and, you know, trying to build your diet to be better. So obviously you can conceive faster, you can sustain a healthy pregnancy, you reduce the risk of things like miscarriage. And also if you look at the first 1,000 days of a child's life, if you are having adequate nutrition, you have set them up for the rest of their life. So there's actually studies to show that in later life, you reduce that child's risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer risk, so many things if you actually eat healthy pre-conception and during your pregnancy. So it's a really, really interesting area because, you know, you're really helping couples either to conceive in the first instance or obviously have a healthy birth. So yeah, it's really, really sparked my interest because there's so much research emerging in the area as well that it's like every week I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy.
You almost can't deny it. And you're helping not only the parents, but the future generations as well. I suppose there must be some kind of study in terms of even the child kind of going veering towards the healthy food once they've been, you know, introduced to that at such a young, like from the fetus.
Yes, you know, obviously that's definitely a good point, but environment as well. Like, so I feel like if the parent, you know, starts eating healthy and continues that journey, like you will always have a better chance of your child also continuing on that journey as well of healthy eating. And obviously like maybe minimizing the risk of, you know, disordered eating like I had gone through. And yeah, so so much that you can do for your child. I just feel like that's really important.
Absolutely. I myself went to a holistic kind of naturopathic person to help me with my nutrition. And let me tell you, if I could be completely honest, the first week was amazing. I went through the detox. But then you kind of start veering towards your old habits. And if you don't have these little tricks to get you back on board, it can be hard. Do you have any of those little tricks that you can give?
Yeah. So I think a lot of the time when I see clients, they've read so many things and they think they need to implement every single thing to be successful. But really what I practice is sustainable change. So I would never try and overload anyone with too many things to change. I think you need to look at what you can actually do easily in the first instance. So with me, I suppose I would look at someone's blood profile and I would look at what they're actually deficient in. And then, like, for example, let's say if they don't have like enough omega-3 in their diet, then we would always look at a whole food approach. So I would look at, can you include some oily fish in your diet, so maybe two portions a week? So that would be probably the first thing, and that's quite easy to incorporate, unless obviously you don't like fish or you're allergic to fish or,
right,
you know, those kind of things. But then you can also look at including like a supplement instead. But it's those small kind of things, like, can you fit in a walk? So even if it's just 15, 20 minutes, like, does that mean if you're driving to work, do you park 20 minutes away? So you will definitely do that 20 minute walk. Can you sleep better? So sleep is very associated with fertility, but in general, mental health, physical health, every element, like, sleep is probably one of the most important things. So it's really just looking at your own specific situation and certain things that you can implement. And then, you know, after you have that down, that it's not too hard to continue that journey, then you add something else. So it's a continuous trying to add things that you can achieve rather than too much at once.
I totally agree. Yeah, that's how she kind of pushed me towards the right direction as well. So that is amazing advice. Thank you so much for that.
Well, I think having someone to keep you accountable, whether that's your friend, some support as well, I think that's a really, really important thing, because, you know, we are so used to just going back to our normal habits. But if you have someone to keep you on track as well, I think that's really important.
Absolutely. It is one of the most important things. I always say accountability is amazing. It's something that you almost can't go without it. We are social beings. And if you have somebody there cheering you on, it's just, it's the best thing. Yeah, you're
100%.
Right.
Yeah.
So this podcast is geared towards helping people choose narratives that will serve them, change narratives in order to change their life. And given the amazing work you do, I'm curious to know what your mindset is like, how you view the world around you.
I will not lie, I've had my ups and downs, and I think they've definitely, I've had challenges in life, but I think that's probably what's made me so, like, motivated in certain areas of my life. I actually read a really good quote the other day that said, life is 90% mental. And the problem is not the problem. The problem is how we react to the problem.
100%.
So I was like, that is such a powerful thing, because it's 100% true. And I've really tried to take on a gratitude approach to life. And I really feel like that's been the most beneficial thing for me, because I really try and look at everything with an opportunity or a positive aspect. And don't get me wrong, now, some days is quite difficult because you might have a really crap day, but it's just trying to pick out a few things that you are grateful for. And honestly, I live the best life. Like, I'm so thankful for the life that I've been given. I'm so happy helping people and what I do. I have really great friends and a great partner. But I do think it is from building on that mindset, because I feel like if you're continuously thinking in the negative side of things, then everything in your life does become negative. So, like, for example, like, I have had struggles with my own mental health, where I've literally been, you know, it was a dark period of my life, but it was through education and working on my mindset that actually brought me through that phase. And I can really say, like, I am probably the happiest that I've ever been in my life at the moment, because I have properly tried. And I would say it's down to gratitude, just taking a couple of minutes a day, like, to think about all of the aspects. And it does not have to be anything big. It can be like such small things that you are thankful for. Yeah. Like having, you know, petrol in the car to drive somewhere, like having this computer to be able to communicate with you. Like, it's small little things. But the more you actually think positively, the more your brain is actually geared to think positively. Yes. About certain situations.
Yes, it's because, being rewired, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And because, like, when you think negatively, obviously you create negative connections in your brain. So it's hard in the beginning, especially, like, when you're going through rough stuff. It's very, very hard to think positively, but it's a skill like anything else. Like,
yes. Yeah. And you have to feel that emotion. You have to let it pass through you, whatever you're going through. And then realize that you're going through it. I think awareness is extremely important. You go through it and then you come back. Yeah. And I love those. Gratitude, a strong community of friends, and learning, right? Is what
Yes, learning is a big one for me, because I think you can do so much with like learning new things, and not just even for yourself, but being able to pass it on to other people, I think is really important. I also think my mindset of working hard, because literally you have to work hard in life to achieve things, I feel. Like I have had to work very hard for lots of things. Like, I mean, even my visa situation over here, like I was basically told there's no hope for me to get my visa here.
Oh, and here
and I'm here 8 years now, and I'm a citizen of Australia, but you know, that was hard as well. I mean, I left a really good job in Ireland, and had to build myself up again. But I'm a real person. When someone says I can't do something, like, it's a challenge for me.
Yeah.
So I will do it. Like currently at the moment, I run two businesses and I work full time. So
Wow.
probably a bit too much sometimes, but I
That
definitely like the challenge.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to link those two businesses in the show notes for everybody to log on to that. That's amazing.
Yeah,
kudos to you for that. So what is the impact you're looking to create in the world with your two businesses and everything you're doing?
So specifically with my last business that I've just created a couple of months ago, and so that is that fertility nutrition.
Yeah.
I actually got really interested in that area through a lot of friends and actually clients that had come to me and talked about issues like conceiving and IVF, and like, so it was actually happening all the time where, you know, I had clients talking about it. So, and specifically like close friends that had gone through issues, and like how hard it was on them, and you know, like how much I wanted to help, but I didn't know enough about the subject, I suppose, to give accurate information. So that's why I kind of got into that area. And yeah, it's just something that I'm so passionate about, because you know, with weight loss, you can definitely help people, but a lot of the time people do, you know, put weight back on, or you know, like it can be a cycle for some people. But I feel with fertility nutrition, like you are helping that couple in some way to have a child, which is something that
it's amazing.
You
know? Yeah, it's amazing.
And yeah,
I cut you off. I wanted to know, in all of your research, do you know what are the main causes why women or men are not able to? And your nutrition has to be a huge part of it.
So it is a massive part of it. So there is some really good research now. So there's obviously infertility. There is medical issues associated with infertility, but they actually did a research. They did some research in Harvard a couple of years ago, and they put infertile women on a fertility diet, and 69% of them, there was a decreased risk of ovulatory failure. So when they took this fertility diet, they actually started ovulating again. So obviously to have children, you have to be able to ovulate. And obviously a lot of women don't actually know they have things like PCOS, endometriosis and things like that. So ovulation is a big issue with PCOS. So obviously you can help those areas specifically with nutrition intervention, but also even in those situations where a couple has opted to go for IVF, you can actually improve your chances of conceiving through IVF by up to 40% with a fertility diet. So I feel like a lot of the clinics don't tell, you know, the couples trying to conceive that that is a possibility, that they can actually, you know, go a more natural route to try and conceive. So the research is looking really, really good. But in general, most of the issues, so there is only a very small percent that infertility from a medical point of view affect. A lot of it is nutrition focused. So I think the research says it's about even, so around about that 30% women focused issues, 30% male focused issues. And then there's about 15% that's unexplained. And then I can't remember the last, but basically it's 30% female issues and 30% male issues. And a lot of the time that can be due to things like, in men, like sperm quality. So, and things like mobility of the sperm, etc. But a lot of that stuff can actually be, it can be helped through your nutrition, and the same with the female issues.
Yeah. And knowledge is power. And I feel like the way the food industry pushes a certain type of food in our face, it does not help us. So when we are able to seek out people like yourself, who is or able to tell us what goes into our body, it literally builds the cells that we are, you know, creating. Mm-hmm. So
yes,
I strongly believe in food as medicine. And so that's why one of the reasons I had to have you, and I love this topic so much.
Yeah. Oh no, it's honestly, the more and more I look at the research, the more I'm like, wow, like, especially within this area, because I think couples get so stuck and they try everything. But like, with, I do probably need to say as well, like, with a fertility diet, so it does take a little bit of time. So all the research shows that it takes about 100 days, because that's when, like, at least 100 days, because that's when your eggs actually take about 100 days to develop. And the same with your sperm, so that they take about 90 to 100 days to develop as well. So you want to be having that adequate nutrition from, you know, when that egg is starting to develop, when that sperm is starting to develop. And that's obviously what gives you the best chances of conceiving naturally, and obviously through assisted reproductive systems as well. But it's also like really, really amazing for, you know, for those people that I talked about, like who have PCOS, that might not be thinking about fertility now, but obviously in a couple of years, like, so getting things like your insulin levels under control now is going to really benefit you in later life, especially with things like endometriosis as well. So with endometriosis, you really want to look at having an anti-inflammatory diet. And that can really help with symptoms around endometriosis as well. And like I said, when you do think about conceiving, then later, it will also help your chances as well.
Yeah. And what this sounds like too, is like a kind of nutrition that would help anybody, not just people who are looking to have a child. I mean, for sure, there are certain things that are geared towards mm-hmm. them specifically because of the number, the counts of the, you know, ovulation and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But anti-inflammatory foods, you know, things that are going to help us swell up less inside and outside are mm-hmm. extremely important for preventing cancer, preventing all kinds of disease. So it sounds like it's just amazing for anybody as well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we should all really be looking at our diet. Sometimes it probably takes a push to, you know, like around the infertility stuff. So that's probably sometimes when couples only really start looking at nutrition. But in general, you know, you really want to be healthy anyway. And I think that anti-inflammatory approach, like gut health, all of that kind of stuff is really, really important.
Extremely important. So Evelyn, is there anything we didn't cover that you'd love to share? Are you working mm-hmm. on anything in particular, or any services you'd like to bring to light?
Sure. So I probably will just add as well, like a lot of the stuff around fertility nutrition is people talk about supplementation. Supplementation is really, really beneficial, and particularly in that fertility area. But we always need to look at a whole food approach first. And then like your supplements are like your insurance. So like, obviously we want to optimize those levels. Supplements as well, I will say, because I get lots of clients that come and they are taking all of these supplements because they've heard this might work and they've heard that might work. But supplements only really work if you have a deficiency or you need to optimize that area. Otherwise, it can be a waste of money. And also you want to make sure that there's no toxicity risk as well with taking too much supplements. So I do really feel like that individualized approach, like where someone can actually look at your bloods and give you advice, because really, if you're buying all of these things and getting nowhere, it's going to cost you a lot of money anyway. So I just kind of wanted to add that, because I do feel like, you know, that's the approach a lot of people take. They just try and get every supplement and like take whatever they can. But really, it needs to be like an individualized approach, because obviously your issues might be a bit different than someone else's issues. And yeah, so I have lots of information on my Instagram page around like supplements and stuff that can help, and also lifestyle factors and some research there as well. So if anyone does want to follow me, or I love getting questions from people to help them. I also do have a website as well that I can send through the information. You can have a look at some of the programs that I run. And yeah, I suppose that's kind of, I actually run like a, it's called a fertility focus. It's a 3-month program where I give that individualized approach to couples. And I think that's the important bit, is talking about couples and not just the woman.
Yeah. So. And you do this online, right?
Yes, I do this online for across the world, because I really wanted to be able to offer it to all different areas. And obviously, you know, for example, I'm in Australia, where, you know, they are quite good with their health and research around health. But, you know, I come from Ireland, where I don't really feel like there is that much support in this area over there. So, and, you know, obviously America is a big area as well. So yeah, I'm very happy to reach out to all different areas.
Oh, that's amazing. Keep up the amazing work. I will definitely put all of those links in the show note for anybody who wants to ask you questions or join your team, do what it takes to lead a healthier life. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you so much. It was amazing being part of the podcast. So thank you.
Absolutely. I truly hope you enjoyed this conversation. And what I want you to do for this week is choose one simple step you can take to improve your nutrition. It can be as simple as implementing one tall glass of water every morning. Continue to live with mindfulness and compassion. Never stop learning and growing. And if you get any value at all out of this content, go ahead and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts and share it with a friend or two, which will allow for more people to join the conversation. And I would truly appreciate that. Visit me on Instagram and start your own conversation. Many blessings to you. As always, I thank you for tuning in. These episodes are meant to be of massive value to you, and so I hope you got something out of it. And if you did, all I ask in return is for you to give it a thumbs up, give it some love in the reviews, share with one or two friends whom you know will benefit from hearing this content. Check out the links in the description. Continue to lead with empathy, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Many blessings. This podcast is presented to you solely for educational purposes. It is not intended to be a substitute for the advice of a medical or other qualified professional.